Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Going down to Missouri. Governor Parson in Missouri said he will sign a bill going through the legislature there that will declare that federal gun laws are invalid in Missouri. And the Wisconsin legislature just did a bill like that. Governor Evers will veto it. And let's have some word to the Republican Party, okay? One federal gun law is that you can't own a machine gun. One federal gun law is that you can't own a shoulder-held missile launcher. I mean, there's other laws that say you can't own nuclear weapons and chemical weapons. The states back in 1861, some of them, said that they were exempt from other federal laws. They were exempt from federal laws that they feared were on the horizon that would eliminate slavery. And we had a war over that. We had a war over that because the Constitution is quite clear that if there's a conflict between state and federal law, a direct conflict between state and federal law prevails. You can't run a country otherwise. You wouldn't have a country otherwise. Some states would say that their people aren't subject to the draft, for instance. Some people would say that they weren't subject to the federal taxation laws. The northern states, the wealthier states, including some of the southern states like Texas, pay a lot more into the federal treasury than they get back. Other states are more on the receiving end. You cannot have states decide what federal laws they're subject to. You cannot have, and it's unlawful and unconstitutional to say that any federal law is not going to be followed in that state. But the Missouri Republicans have said that. The Wisconsin crooked Republican legislature, gerrymandered, illegitimate Wisconsin legislature has said it. We have a Democratic governor who will veto it. But the day will come, goes back and forth, there's a Republican governor and signs it. Then what will happen is there'll be a federal prosecution on guns. And that state statute isn't going to be worth the paper it's printed on. People are going to go to prison for owning machine guns or whatever else is barred by federal law. But it's too late. Then at that point, they'll say, but listen, the state legislature said I could do it. Well, you know, it would be nice to arrest the state legislature, except you can't just for passing a bill. What they're doing is badly misleading people, So, Missouri has done it now. Wisconsin has done it. It's going to be vetoed. But this slow insistence on the part of the Republican QAnon right to, in effect, step away, like the Posse Comitatus. I don't know if you remember them. They were very big in Shawano, but they were over in Neillsville in that area. They were around. This is going back to the 80s. They'd print their own currency. They put liens on judges' houses they didn't like. They said that Posse Comitatus, which means power of the county in Latin, is the only legitimate form of government. Even state government wasn't legitimate. Even U.S. government, especially the federal government, wasn't legitimate. Well, what happened is some of them got put in jail for printing basically counterfeit money. Basically, you know, you can't have every county having its own money. And basically going after judges like them. Okay, they got tamped down because we have a rich culture in this state, but that isn't true of a lot of states. And this is going to have to come to a head. Any Republican who voted to invalidate federal laws for anything, much less for guns, should be removed from the legislature. I don't care if you're Republican in a gerrymandered district. It's an embarrassment. It's unconstitutional. And anybody who knowingly votes for something that's unconstitutional, knowingly votes for it, should be removed from the legislature. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you've touched on some various points. I mean, I did my career, working at the DNR. It broke my heart when Walker came in and more or less, you know, just emasculated the DNR. I mean, that, you know, Republicans since have done all they can to do that. I mean, that what's next from these guys? You're not even allowed to test your own water. They don't want our water tested. They don't want our food tested. I mean, that if Walker would have, Walker and politicians before that, let's be frank, would have stepped up and shut down the deer farms, we might not have the CWD problem in the state we have. I mean, and Scott Walker, I mean, it's just, he's just treacherous. I mean, that a week before Act 10 dropped down, Kathy Stepp held a meeting. I was a union steward. She held a meeting with all the stewards in the bill and said, oh, Scott Walker's looking forward to working with the unions, you know, that nothing to worry about. Then a week later, he drops Act 10 and, you know, just more or less... You have to recertify your union every year in the state of Wisconsin, you know, if you're a public employee union, and when, how the hell do you do that? I mean, it just, all your work then is based on just, you know, keeping your union, you know, that recertifying your union, which is ridiculous. That Scott Walker is just a treacherous, you know, and you know, that Kathy Stepp is someplace in the federal bureaucracy now because Trump snagged her and plopped her someplace there. Another person cannot be trusted. These Republicans do not care if we have poisoned water. I mean, what's next? Make it illegal for people to test their own water? I mean, that because, you know, they might find something and say if you only find poison in your water, you can't sue the people that dumped the poison in your water. And as far as just posse comitatus, I mean, and their own coinage, I mean, it's in the federal constitution that the federal government is going to produce our currency for us, and that day it was coin, is what they trusted. They didn't, you trust paper money. I mean, it was, you know, the federal government has the power to do the coins. I mean, it's just Republicans do not understand history. They do not understand the Constitution. You know, if supposedly a lot of these guys, they went to school, Robin Voss, he went to school for political science was one of his things. He was professionally, he decided to become a professional politician. That's what his career goals. And these professional politician Republicans that hate public servants, you know, the people that work in the bureaucracy, they hate those. Well, that's a horrible thing to do, be have a career there. But we certainly can have a career, you know,
right.
sucking
You're hitting like a lot of good points. And I'll tell you what, let me just hit them in order. Very, very good points. One of them on the DNR, you just raised another good point. Not only did they overrule the DNR, Voss and the Republicans, illegitimate gerrymandered legislature, and stop the DNR imposition of regulations, just regulations of forever chemicals, but they also stopped the ability of the DNR to randomly test discharges from companies. Well, come on. I mean, you can't test their discharge. You don't know what they're putting in the water. That's elementary. That's absolutely elementary supervision of the pollution of our water. It's done everywhere else. Voss put an end to that. He put an end to that. And then you get on to some of these other issues with Walker, obviously, and unions. One of the things that will always amaze me is how Right to Work came to Michigan and Wisconsin, two of the heaviest unionized states in the country, to the benefit of industry and unions. In other words, when you have good unions, and I'm talking about Wisconsin, very, very good, honest unions, you have people who are incentivized, they're well paid, and they have decent benefits, and they do superb work. Companies like to come into Wisconsin because of great natural resources, great place to live, and they had a trained, educated workforce. I had a brother-in-law who was the president of a construction company in Chicago, Newberg Construction, national stuff they did. And one of them, he's building condos in Florida. He would fly Chicago union trades down there, put them up in hotels and pay their wages because he said, I want my building to stay standing. So he said, I am not going to get jammed by Florida into hiring non-union people and other people. It's not just a question of unions, whether you like them or not. It's a question of what kind of quality work do you want? What kind of quality work do you want? and you put up a high-end condo building, you want the best. He wanted to pay union wages, not because he was a bleeding heart, because he wanted his building to last. That's why he paid him. And somehow right to work, you know, in the auto industry, especially in Michigan, but even in Wisconsin, we had GM, we had American Motors. Suddenly Walker comes in and destroys unions. And the Republicans joined him in doing that. They joined him in doing that. They not only did that, now they are stopping the DNR from even testing effluent discharge and even imposing any reasonable restraints on forever chemicals. And you know something? I'll say it again. Are you a hunter? Are you a fisherman? You think you'd like to be one? How do you think you like going outdoors? Like water skiing, swimming, boating? You want to do it on poisoned water? Well, in La Crosse, Madison, and Marinette counties, Dane County, that's starting to happen. It'll continue. If you vote Republican, it will continue. Sure as God made green apples, it will continue. So these are excellent comments that came in. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.